Hello, this is Pink Hood. Tonight we're discussing how much marginalization is being done with the lack of care that Pennsylvania is showing to those who need it, who might have different abilities. This really shows the impact of what people are experiencing and how disposable minorities are. And it seems no one really wants to address this issue, and seeing that people in different facilities are basically have the right to deny care when and basically playing God. No one has the right to play God with the fact that Alabama has changed their policy to make it illegal to deny care. States that are basically ensuring that people with different abilities and the elderly can die is unethical, wrong, and it has to be there has to be justice for those who need care during a pandemic. There's no excuse for this to go on, especially when people have the right to get care, let alone seeing people losing loved ones because facilities don't desire them to be able to overcome an illness, which is wrong. It shows how bad it is, and the fact that there is a need for that, for accountability and for officials to be held accountable, no matter if it's in the election, no matter if it's in the sense of government officials getting lawsuits, which is happening, and the fact that people are being denied care is horrible. There's so many things people need during this time, and denying care is so wrong, let alone seeing that people want to survive. Medication and different means to survive is needed. There is a great need for accountability, and it shows how many lives are now being put in jeopardy because of these policies that states are doing. This is going to change medicine, and the accountability has to be there for the, let alone New York City has a mass burial plots for people who have passed away, and those who have passed away are not just numbers, they're people, someone's loved ones. There is a great need for people to be treated not as numbers. Each day that goes by, they're not just a number. They're someone's loved ones, and they should be treated with respect and should be treated with dignity. The fact that New York is creating mass burials, and there's a lot of questions of, are they giving families enough time? There can't just be this disrespect towards these people who have passed away. They should have been working with their families. And if New York is going to do this, how many other states are going to do this? And the fact that it shows the gap that society has, let alone the fact that mass testing is not going on. So how many people are not being accounted for, which really makes an impact and will go down, will definitely be in the history books of how the United States has basically hasn't responded right. there's families that want to survive out there. There's families that are basically struggling. And for those loved ones who have passed away, they're not just numbers. They matter just as much as those. And those facilities where those doctors are picking and choosing who lives and dies is wrong. There has to be resources out there for families to speak out, because the accountability has to be there. And playing God is downright wrong, because everybody deserves a chance to survive. It's not just a pick and choose who lives and dies. It has to be where facilities realize that they have, that they're basically could have a point of being in jeopardy as well for how they're not really helping people, let alone advocacy groups will continue to speak out, because the more people pass, the more families that speak out will show how many people officials are actually hurting and hindering life. There has to be a way for people to get care and not just be treated like a number. They're someone's loved ones. Treat them with dignity. And for those healthcare workers who are playing God, you wouldn't want your family members to be in a situation where they have to pick and choose who lives and dies. Would you like it if your family members were got this virus? So please remember, we all, every loved one who's impacted by this virus matters. And it's not just a statistic. There are lives out there. And this is where, this is what matters most. No one has the right to just be thought of as less than, no matter what income level, the demographic is. Everyone deserves a fighting chance. And though there has to be a way for officials to realize that there is this negative impact going on and has to be changed for the better. And it's quite sad to see that the U.S. is breaking numbers of how many people have passed away because the lack of care being given to people. Thinking that they're just disposable is just wrong. And the fact that there's so many people who deserve to live, that's what matters. Think about it. Realize that there is a need for more care to be given and not just be denied care and ignored. And on that note, we'll be back next Monday, same time, same place.